This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, one of those days that makes you proud to be an American. What a great day. Celebrate. USA, USA, USA. We're coming back, baby. We're coming back. It was looking grim for a while there, but you know, there's a famous saying out there. I can't remember who said it. It might have been Mark Twain. But he said, America always does the right thing after exploring all other options. And that's what you'd say so far. America is reopening, baby. I've got a commentary that I was going to read you, but so many exciting things are happening. I'll wait for the last hour to read it. But the commentary is entitled UCNBT. You can never beat Trump. And I'm telling you, the economy's reopening. America's coming back to life. Great things are happening. The hairdresser in Dallas is out of prison, saved by the governor, the lieutenant governor, the Texas Supreme Court. All of you gave money over $500,000 at, what's that site called? I can never remember the name of the GoFundMe. There we go. Chris is always in my ear. Chris has solved the great news. And, of course, General Flynn is out. That's the biggest news of the day. I love you, Shelly, the nail salon, hair salon owner in Texas. Was it Shelly Luther, I think? But it doesn't matter. Michael Flynn, the general, all charges dropped by the DOJ. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is livid. Nancy Pelosi's livid. Nadler's livid. Schiff is livid. Makes my day. Great things happening. What a great day for America today. And how about this one? Be this show, my home base, my flagship station, KBET 790 in Las Vegas. The Vegas economy lives. We're reopening. The governor, a Democrat, crazy governor, who shut us down and kept us shut way too long. We all, from the beginning, every small business could have handled it exactly like Costco. That's been my argument from day one. My argument's never been, gee, let's open it up to sporting events. Let's have crowds. Let's have casinos. Let's have gambling and spas. No, that's never been my argument. My argument was we could do exactly what Costco's doing. And today, the governor just minutes ago announced Vegas opens at midnight Friday night, meaning basically 1 minute after midnight, meaning Saturday morning. At 1 minute after midnight, Vegas is open for business, including all restaurants dine-in. It'll be 50% capacity. Just like Costco, just like supermarkets. It'll be wear masks inside. I guess, obviously, once you sit down, you got to take them off to eat. And all, you know, all the waiters and waitresses will have to wear masks. But Vegas is opening up again. And just to show you, see, all these liberals are hypocrites. Like this loser, Niles Ferguson in UK, who caused the entire shutdown of the world, including the United States economy and my beloved Vegas economy, with BS computer models that were total, complete fraud and failure and exaggerated and hysteria from day one. He's a fraud. He should be brought up on charges. He caused untold damage in the world, untold suicides, untold depression, untold drug addiction, untold alcohol addiction, untold disaster, untold bankruptcy. He ruined the entire world with his failed computer models, and then he had to resign the other day because when he said we all got to be shut in and we all got to have social distancing and gloves and masks and closed the businesses, he got caught having sex with a married woman. Him and her were cheating. Super freak. Him and her were literally cheating on his own rules. Okay, enough. Him and her were cheating on his own rules. So you know what a fraud this all is. If it's that bad, you can't go shopping at Costco. If it's that bad, you can't leave open pawn shops and pot shops and construction sites. If it's that bad, you can't go to Walmart and Walgreens and CVS. It's all ridiculous. And so if you could shop at Costco with social distancing and spacing and masks, And by the way, most people at Costco don't even have masks. The employees do, but not the people shopping. If that's true, then you don't need any of those things. You know, you could do the exact same thing, is what I'm trying to say, at restaurants and other small businesses and retail establishments here in Las Vegas and throughout the United States. It's all a bunch of bunk. And just to show I'm not a hypocrite, there's that guy, Niels Ferguson, who when given the first chance to be a model and stay inside like he tells everyone else to do, he's out monkeying around with his married girlfriend. But Wayne Root, on the last night, where the governor, Sisolak, the Democrat, liberal, socialist governor, closed down the restaurants in Nevada completely. When, again, he didn't have to. It could have been like Costco from day one. But on that last night, I went out to eat. And I didn't wear a mask. I sat in a restaurant with lots of other people. And guess what I'm going to do this Saturday night? I'm going out to eat. I love going out to eat. I've already called my favorite restaurant. Nobody answered. They didn't even know what he'd announced until minutes ago. So I don't even know if they're going to be ready by Saturday. But maybe by Sunday, guess where I'll be Sunday? At my favorite restaurant, out to eat. And if it's going to be Monday, it'll be Monday I'm out to eat. And if it's next Saturday, it'll be next Saturday. I was in that restaurant as the last diner on the last hour of the last night, and I will be there on the first hour of the first night. They reopen, and I won't be sitting with a mask while I eat, Governor Sisolak. Kind of hard to eat with a mask unless you cut a hole in the mask, which would kind of defeat the purpose, right? So I'm no hypocrite. I do all the things. When I say you shouldn't be afraid, Wayne Root isn't afraid. Wayne Root is out there. And here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raging over the reopening of America. She raged over the Trump administration allowing states to relax lockdown restrictions, contending the GOP showered their friends with bailout money instead of pursuing preventative measures to lessen the impact of a public health crisis. Never mentioning what I said on last night's show. The last big pandemic in America was 1968. We had the Hong Kong flu that killed 100,000. Based on the population then versus now, that's like probably 175,000, 200,000 dead. And we never shut a single business. And we had Woodstock in the summer of 68, the summer of love. Everybody was a naked hippie smoking pot, dropping acid, having sex with everybody. Like with 20 girls and 20 guys all having sex with each other in the middle of Woodstock. Did the hippies all die of the Hong Kong flu? Did they care? They're all liberals. I'll bet they all vote Democrat or don't vote at all. They all hated government and hated the man. But while they were smoking pot, dropping acid, and screwing everything that moved, did they all die at Woodstock? I've never heard anything about anyone dying at Woodstock. You know why? Because in the summer of 68, all those people that died of Hong Kong flu, everyone who died was over the age of 65. Guess what they just found out in America? The CDC just reported, Wayne Root, right again, the average age of death of coronavirus in the United States as of today is 75 years old. The average age is 75. Now, we know that virtually no one in America has died under the age of 18. I think there's like one or two in the United States. We know that only a handful of people have died in their 30s and 40s. I don't think anyone in their 20s. Maybe one or two in the whole United States. But that happens with the flu. That happens with every kind of disease. How many people die of cancer in their teens in America? Not many, but a few. But cancer is still not a disease of teenagers. It's mostly a disease of people in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. So the average teen never thinks about it. And so if nobody's dying under the age of 20, and almost no one in the 20s, and almost no one in their 30s, and very few in their 40s, that means the only people that died were in their 50s, and then everybody averages 75. Well, to average 75, I would guess almost everyone who died was 80 and 90 and 100, mixed in with a few 50s, and the average is 75. You know? So when you go out to a restaurant, if you're not 75, and if you're listening to me right now and you're older than 75, then you have to worry. You have to be careful. But if you're healthy and you're 75, and you don't have a lot of underlying disease, I don't think you have to worry that much. You have to worry more than me and more than the average granddaughter and grandson, but not a lot. So this whole thing has been crazy, and this whole thing has been wrong, in my opinion, and handled wrong, but I'll tell you what, my commentary will be coming up at the top of the next hour, the third hour, UCNBT, You Can Never Be Trump. What a great day. General Flynn is free, and Shelly, the hair salon gal, is free in Vegas. How much time do we need to play her when she was released from prison? Okay, so release it. Can we do that now? Okay, let's do it right now. Here's the gal. Is it Shelly Luther? Give me the last name. I do. Hold on. Hold on. I'll get it. Here it is. Solano, Shelley Luther. I got it right. Shelley Luther released from prison in Dallas on the orders of the governor, the attorney general, and then finally the Texas Supreme Court. God bless Texas.
Shelley free! Shelley free! Shelley free! Shelley free! Shelley free! Shelley free!
Thank you so, so much, and I'll have more to say when I can gather myself, but I'm a little overwhelmed. I just want to say thank you.
All right, great stuff. Shelley is free. She's become a national hero, and she should be, because, wow, that girl has balls. I like it. Here's the thing, Republicans and Democrats. Shelley Luther is this beautiful, hot, sexy blonde salon owner in Texas who stood in front of a judge and showed balls. And said, you know what, screw you, middle finger, I'm never going to apologize, never, for feeding my children. That's a hero on the right. That's a woman with balls. On the left, a woman with balls means a transsexual. On the left, it's all the trannies in the United States. All the trannies are Democrats. When they talk about women with balls, that's a Democrat. That's a tranny. On the right, it's a beautiful blonde that makes red-blooded American men go, God bless America. By the way, my good friend Richard Geyer sent me this note. He sent this to all the city council members who fought to open the Vegas economy. He said, I ran in 2002 for governor of Nevada as a libertarian. I'm co-founder of the 18B Las Vegas Arts District Neighborhood Association and one of the founders of the Las Vegas Downtown Business Alliance. I saw your opening remarks yesterday. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for having the courage to speak up for the people of Las Vegas. Mayor, your words too soon, maybe too late, for businesses should be broadcast far and wide. I'm 84 years old. I go to Smith's. I go to my barber shop. I want my favorite Japanese restaurants open. I want to go to a movie at a casino. I'll be careful because the virus could end my life, but it's time for all Vegas is to open, all Vegas business to be essential. Great job, Richard Geyer. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Now, today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, by the way. One of my fans pointed out, maybe it was a critic, I don't even know. They didn't say if they loved me or hated me, but they sent me an email in the break and said that the Hong Kong flu you said was 68, Woodstock was 69. Well, okay, let me correct you. First of all, the very worst flu season of the last decade or so was 2017 through 2018, 81,000 died. 81,000 died. We didn't stop business. But my point is, flu season is over 2 years. And if you look up Wikipedia right now, and I don't even like Wikipedia, very liberal, but they're good for facts about things like pandemics. The Hong Kong flu was 68 and 69. And as a matter of fact, there was a second deadlier wave of deaths in the fall of 69, which is when Woodstock was happening in the summer of 69. So it was all throughout 68 and 69. And by the way, most of it was originally in 68, and yet a million kids got together at Woodstock in 69 and thought nothing of it. And then there was a terrible outbreak in 69, too. So it was both. It was both. Let me mention some great guests coming up on this show today. Half past this hour, it's Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, to talk about the case about Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, being dropped by the government. He's a free man. And if I'm Trump, I name him head of the FBI tomorrow. How about that one? Would liberals' heads explode? Picture a watermelon being shot with a gun. Watch the watermelon explode. That would be liberal heads. They'd commit Harry Carey. Make him the head of the FBI and go after all the bad FBI guys and gals. And go after all the bad Democrats that tried to frame President Trump the way that he was framed. Oh, by the way, he's already answered back. I'm your biggest fan. Just wanted to make sure you had the right date to left wingers. Don't ever say you don't know the facts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, I didn't know what you were. Now you're a fan. Great. My biggest fan. That's cool. There's a lot of you say that, but that's good. Thank you, MB. Thank you, thank you. So Joe DeGeneva's coming up today. And then half past third hour, Ken Cuccinelli, Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary, talking about the border wall and stats for April with illegals coming over the border and the Supreme Court ruling that affects this whole country. Great stuff. Tomorrow, Alan Dershowitz. Where are we getting all these great guests? The great Andrew Paul, my executive producer and booker, Andrew Paul, the booker with the mostest. Great job, Andrew. What else do I have to tell you? I don't know. There's always so much to tell you. How about Strauss Heart Drops? Great sponsor of this show, Strauss Heart Drops. And how do you get them? Well, they're all about the heart, right? And if you look in the mirror, they tell you there was a 1973 Harvard study that said the single greatest risk factor indicator for heart disease, a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. They sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. Their first foray into America is on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. How do you get them? Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Could be your last decision. Not a good one. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Look up Strauss Heart Drops and then get cinnamon flavor, the best flavor. The DOJ drops Michael Flynn prosecution. He didn't do anything wrong. They framed him. An innocent man. Trump says an innocent man, and he's happy. Very happy for Michael Flynn. Name him to be the head of the FBI, I'm telling you. Nancy Pelosi says Barr, the AG Barr, our Attorney General, William Barr, dropped the Flynn charges to cover up for Trump. Can you believe these people? Everyone knows he's innocent. He always was innocent. He was set up. Ilhan Omar on the DOJ dropping the Michael Flynn case. White privilege. It's white privilege. Oh, I got to read that. Hold on. I got to see what she has to say. Other than AOC, there's no dumber person in this world than Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, the two representatives for Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. Senate, excuse me, the U.S. Congress. Representative Ilhan Omar reacted to news that the DOJ is dropping its case against General Michael Flynn by calling it an example of white privilege. Flynn, whose name was unmasked by Obama administration officials in a foreign wiretap illegally leaked to the media, was apparently set up by FBI officials in an attempt to have him fired or prosecuted, even though they knew he hadn't committed any crime. He was investigated on the instructions of the FBI leadership even after the agency began closing the case for lack of evidence of wrongdoing. Interviewed at the White House without any notice, he was the target of an investigation. They told him, don't get a lawyer. They set him up in every way. Who was coerced into pleading guilty with threats that his son would face indictment. Lost his job, lost his home. Targeted the entire media and political establishment. And now he's got white privilege. Just like my father. Just like my dad, Ilhan Omar. My dad, a white man, was a butcher his whole life. In a little tiny butcher store. Where's the white privilege? Where you have the privilege. Would you be elected if you weren't who you were, Ilhan Omar, in Michigan?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department is reporting 3.2 million Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week.
That brings the initial number of jobless claims to more than 33 million since U.S. businesses began shutting down due to the coronavirus pandemic. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump is open to phase four coronavirus legislation.
The president has talked about a phase four. He has not shut the door on that. You know that. He talks about infrastructure. He's helping people. So it's just it's patently unfair and untrue.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is dismissing claims that there are not enough coronavirus test kits in the United States. Speaking with reporters, a California Republican says the U.S. is testing more than any other country in the world. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow closed up 211 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. So many great things happened today. It's hard to even keep up with them all. Before I get to our esteemed guest, I want to mention real quick, in the last segment, I said that the last time we had a pandemic in the United States was Hong Kong flu, and right in the middle of it was Woodstock, and I was actually corrected by someone who said, no, Hong Kong flu was 68, Woodstock was 69. No. Hong Kong flu was 68 and 69 and peaked in 1969, and in the middle of it was Woodstock, and I found an article in the break right when I Googled in Hong Kong flu and Woodstock, it came up. There was a massive flu epidemic in 68, December of 68, and only peaked a year later in December of 69, killed 100,000 people in the U.S., most over the age of 65. Sound familiar? Nothing closed. Schools stayed open. All businesses stayed open. You could go to the movies. You could go to bars. You could go to restaurants. People attended concerts. People have no memory or awareness that the famous Woodstock concert in August of 69 was planned in January of 69, occurred during a deadly American flu pandemic that only peaked globally 6 months after Woodstock. There was no thought given to the virus, which, like ours today, was dangerous mainly for a non-concert-going demographic. There it is. Wayne Root on the money. Even if I did get Woodstock's exact date wrong, it was in the middle of the Hong Kong flu pandemic, and we didn't close the country down. All right. We've got our guest here, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, independent counsel, founding partner of a Washington, D.C. law firm with his wife, Victoria Tensing, and we want to talk about the Mike Flynn case. Another great thing that makes this a fantastic day, along with Shelley Luther, the hair salon owner in Dallas, being let out of prison. The Texas Supreme Court let her out, and the DOJ dropped all charges against General Michael Flynn. I think, all in all, a really good day in America, Joe. What do you think?
It's Christmas.
Good stuff. And by the way, here, just to let you know, where do you live, Joe? I don't even know. Are you in Virginia?
No, I live in Chevy Chase, Maryland, but right now I'm at a home that I have on the Chesapeake Bay, quarantined unnecessarily, but since they wanted me to quarantine, I figured let's quarantine on a beautiful water. So my wife and I are down here on the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, I only ask because I'm in Las Vegas, and even though we have a crazy Democrat governor who reminds me of the governor of you know, many states around this country that are deep blue, he actually, with a lot of pressure from business people and maybe my rally and certainly from casino owners, he announced just minutes ago we're reopening the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas this Saturday. At 1 minute past midnight on Saturday, we're reopening all the small businesses and all the restaurants, and hopefully within 2 weeks after that, all the casinos and all the bars and all the nightclubs and all of the gyms. So making major progress reopening the economy of Nevada moments ago, which I think is a good thing. Great thing, actually.
Congratulations.
And let me ask you, as a former U.S. attorney and a very brilliant attorney, don't you think that there should have been lawsuits to force these governors, you know, to open the businesses? They had no right to close someone's business if you're allowing other businesses to stay open, like Costco. If I'm willing to abide by the same guidelines and make people wear masks and spacing and social distancing, then why shouldn't my small business be open no different than the big box retailers?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the distinctions that the governors tried to make about what businesses were essential and what businesses weren't were completely irrational, and therefore they denied business owners who were not open equal protection, and they were clearly unconstitutional. So I don't think there's any doubt that in every state in which these closures were separated and differentiations were made, there is no basis whatsoever in law under the Constitution to make these distinctions. So lawsuits, you know, first of all, you got to pay for them. You have to find published interest laws. It's not easy to bring a lawsuit. It's very expensive, thanks to the way our country runs the law, which is a mess right now. But at any rate, you're absolutely right, and this is completely irrational, and it is absolutely unconstitutional. No question about it. It's disparate treatment of equally situated people, and that is clearly a denial of equal protection under the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments.
And it kind of reminds me, when you say that, when you use those words, Joe DiGenova, it reminds me of the civil rights cases in the 1960s, separate but equal, right? Separate but equal. You can't say black people can go to school, but they got to go to their own school. You can't say Costco can open, but my business can't. That's separate but equal. It's not equal. It's complete inequality and unfair and wrong. No social justice, right?
There's absolutely no doubt that what has happened here is a pandemic riot has occurred as a result of the media and the Democrats pushing people through the misuse of modeling and projections of how many people were going to catch this, how many people were going to die. All of those projections from the UK, from the United States, from the Bill Gates group, all were wrong, monstrously wrong. And we made public policy based on these projections and these models. And it is an outrage. And it won't make any difference because the mainstream media and academia loves this crap, and they pour it out into the mainstream of the American people, and people get frightened. They frighten the American people. And once again, they won. They won by frightening people and lying to people. But, you know, people finally figured it out and say, you know what? This is bullshit. This is BS. We are not going to do this anymore. Sorry about that.
That's you. It's like I speak like you.
we're not going to take this any longer. We're going to go out and we're going to open our businesses. And by the way, that was it. What a day. You get Flynn having his case thrown out. You get the Texas Supreme Court ruling that the woman has to be freed. God bless her for her independence. She is a true patriot. And then you get the Supreme Court throwing out 9-0 the Bridgegate case against the people that work for Chris Christie in New Jersey. By the way, just for the record, do you know who formulated the case against Chris Christie's people? Andrew Weissman.
There we go. Another bad guy from the Mueller situation. And there's another case. I don't know if you saw it. Maybe you missed it, Joe. Ginsburg joined in a unanimous Supreme Court opinion today.
Ninth Circuit.
Yeah,
Ninth
you saw
Circuit.
It. There you go. My man, you saw it. Yes. They went against basically a person who brought illegal immigrants knowingly into the United States, and the Ninth Circuit said, she didn't do anything wrong, and the Supreme Court disagrees and said, you did do something wrong, and they threw the case out unanimously. All the Democrats voted on our, the liberals voted on our side. Isn't that amazing?
Well, what happened was that case where the Supreme Court said, hey, wait a minute, and by the way, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg who wrote the opinion. She said the Ninth Circuit decided instead of listening to the arguments from the plaintiffs and the defendants in the case, it went out after the argument was over and asked a series of disinterested third parties to come in and address issues that were never addressed by parties in the case. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, listen to this from her about the Ninth Circuit. That what the Ninth Circuit did was beyond the pale of judicial discretion. She ripped them a new one. It was remarkable.
Fantastic. Now tell me about Mike Flynn, because that's why I had you on, but I digressed with some great stuff. We did good. It's okay. But I think that's what makes this a great day, far more than anything else, even though I feel bad for the gal in Dallas, the hair salon girl, and she did good today, and I was so amazed they would send her to prison while they're letting, you know, illegal aliens and murderers out of prison because of coronavirus. But okay, we won that one. But Mike Flynn, what a great patriot. They set him up, those lowlifes tried to destroy his life. They did destroy his life. Hey, by the way, now that he's an innocent man, completely, charges gone, couldn't Trump tomorrow morning say, I've made a decision, I'm firing Ray, Christopher Ray, and I'm going to name the new FBI director, Michael Flynn? Couldn't he do that?
He could do that. He's not going to do that. But that's okay.
It would be fun if he did.
it would be.
Or you. Or you, Joe. I wouldn't mind if he named you the new FBI director.
I'd love to be FBI director, but they've never confirmed me, but I don't care. Let me just tell you, what happened to Michael Flynn was a national disgrace. I spoke with Mike today. We had a lovely conversation, and here's what he said. He said, I said, Mike, this is a joyous day. And he said, well, it is, but it's a joyous day for the country, not for me personally, because justice has been done, and it's important for the American people to know what justice looks like, so it can never happen again. This guy is a patriot in every sense of the word. I would follow him anywhere. But what happened today was the Justice Department under Bill Barr, and this never would have happened except for Bill Barr being Attorney General. Bill Barr asked a U.S. attorney in Missouri, along with the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, to examine the Flynn case as part of the Durham investigation and to determine whether or not the Flynn prosecution was well-founded. The U.S. attorney in Missouri said, no, it was not well-founded. In fact, the U.S. attorney said in Missouri, there was no basis whatsoever to interview Michael Flynn. There was no basis for an investigation. There was no predicate worthy of anything, and that what had been done to Michael Flynn was a miscarriage of justice. And so the Justice Department went into court today and filed a motion to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn. This is a great day for returning integrity and professionalism to the Department of Justice. One thing that's very important, this was the signature case of the Mueller-Weissman special counsel. It was a fraud. It was a total fraud. And the
Joe, we're running to break. Can I keep you through the break? I'd like to have you for the last segment. Can you stay through a four-minute break and then come back? All right, so we'll take Joe DiGenova, because I want to ask you about the Durham investigation and whether this now means, whether you think, in your opinion, this is going to equal indictments. What's coming down now? I want to get that out of Joe's. One of the great guys in America today. What a wonderful guy. Former U.S. attorney, independent counsel, founding partner, Washington, D.C. law firm with his wife, Victoria Tensing. What a powerful pair for conservatives and capitalists and everybody who loves America. Joe DiGenova, when we get back, more with Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So I highly recommend a mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we love having brilliant legal minds on our show. Joe DeGeneva is on our show, former U.S. attorney, independent counsel. You see him all the time on Hannity and other Fox News shows. Great, proud, and happy to have him on my show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, here on USA Radio. He's founding partner of a Washington, D.C. law firm with his wife, Victoria Tenting. I just hope I never need him. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing great.
All right, so let's pick up where we left off with General Flynn, which is, how bad was this? This was one of the most egregious cases in legal history, I would think, of someone at this level of a general of the United States Army. That's amazing, right?
Yes, I think what's devastating about this is not only the way they tried to destroy a man. Remember, this was not about doing justice. This was about getting Donald Trump. And in order to get Donald Trump, they had to remove Flynn as the National Security Advisor. Now, why did they have to do that? Because Flynn, within a very short period of time, because he was the National Security Advisor, would have to be told about Crossfire Hurricane, the counterintelligence case investigation ill-founded against the president. So in order to stop that, they decided that they had to take him down. And so they created the state case involving the Logan Act and all this other stuff about Kisley Act, which included leaking the Kisley Act transcript of that call between Flynn and Kislyak to the Washington Post. We now know who the person was who leaked that. That is a felony. That person is going to be prosecuted. And Durham has in his sights that leak, a number of other leaks, including some of the 250 unmaskings that Samantha Powers did while she was the representative of the United States at the United Nations. So the bottom line is this. Flynn is exonerated. The people who investigated him are going to be prosecuted. I expect Durham to return a series of indictments involving conspiracies, conspiracies to obstruct justice, conspiracies to deny the civil rights of American citizens, including the president, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and others, General Flynn, and then a conspiracy to defraud the United States of the faithful service of its employees, and that will involve Brennan and Clapper and Comey and others. By the way, the fact that a case against McCabe was dismissed is irrelevant. They're setting him up for the big one, which is coming down the pike.
Oh, good, because of all the people, I know Brennan's horrible, I know Clapper's horrible, the one I'd like to see prosecuted the most serious, with the longest charges, I hate Andrew McCabe. I can't stand that guy. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you've heard the same thing as me. This is going back 2 years ago, Joe. I heard that the reason that McCabe had it in, he's the one that marked Flynn for destruction, was because supposedly, allegedly, Flynn has a friend, a female friend, who was in the office of McCabe, and McCabe was sexually harassing her, and she went to Flynn and said, get this guy off my case, he makes my life miserable, and Flynn visited McCabe's office and said, leave this nice woman alone, and from that moment on, McCabe decided to target Mike Flynn for destruction. Did you ever hear of that? Because I heard it 2 years ago.
Yes, I have heard that, and I will only say this about McCabe. Most people have never met him. I have met him because his lawyer is down the hall from me in our office building. And one day I brushed aside McCabe. Of course, I'm very good at faces, and I knew exactly who he was. I was stunned at what a pajama boy he is. He's a diminutive little punk. He's wiry, and you just take a look at him, and what you see is human deceit in a small package. Andrew McCabe is disgusting. He's the worst thing that the FBI has ever produced, and James Comey surrounded himself with the same type of people, diminutive, slimy, little pajama boys. Now, what does that tell you about Comey? And Chris Wray, by the way, his successor, has been a massive embarrassment, an empty suit, not a leader. The people inside that building hate Christopher Wray. They cannot stand to have him there. If the president is reelected, which I hope and assume he will be, Christopher Wray will be gone, and that will be a very good thing for the FBI.
And let me mention, everybody's forgotten already, but I thought one of the most incredible in-your-face criminal acts ever in the history of the world was that you've got a guy in charge of the case to investigate Hillary Clinton, and that guy was McCabe. In the end, he was in charge. And his wife gets hired. His wife gets, I think, like $800,000 from the governor of Virginia, who was the best friend and the bag man for the Clintons, and all of a sudden, she gets all the money to run for state senate, and it's, I mean, here in the... You run for state senate, not senator, state senate. Maybe you raise $200,000-$300,000. She got $800,000 from the governor of Virginia, who was the best friend of the Clintons. If that isn't a bribe, Joe, I don't know what is.
Well, I can tell you this. When you go through and look at the history of everybody involved in the Russia hoax, the Flynn case, the Hillary Clinton email server case, it is an array. It is a rogue gallery of conflicts of interest, deceit, fraud, corruption, bad judgment. And who is in charge? James Comey and the Obama Justice Department. You can't do any worse than these people did. And, of course, the mainstream media thinks they were all just wonderful and lovely and very professional. But the mainstream media is irrelevant. They mean nothing. They are no longer journalists. They have become pamphleteers, propagandists. They are useless to the American people for the provision of objective information. What the American people are doing, must do, is search out all the independent venues like your show and others that are available to get them information. That's how we
Hey, Joe, we got to run. The time is up. We got to run. Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney, independent counsel. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you off mic. What a great guy. Thank you, Joe.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.